Welcome to Innovative Corporate Wellness in 7 minutes, brought to you by Happily. I'm Caitlin Eastler, CEO and founder of Happily. We strive every day to make working parents' lives easier. Well, Kate, I am so excited to share time today. Such a huge fan of what you and the team created at iFundWomen, and now obviously leading the charge at Motherly in an amazing role, wearing many hats. Can you tell us more about what you're doing there to hopefully support families?
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here and to talk with you. So Motherly is a well-being brand empowering mothers to thrive. And our mission is really empowering moms to thrive, providing expert information and inspiring community and thoughtfully curated products. My role here at Motherly is chief of staff. So chief of staff is a little bit of everything, but I really am here to help lead special projects like our fifth annual State of Motherhood report that just came out and help to give a voice to mothers both externally but internally in our company as well.
And what are you finding that Motherly is doing or that you see other companies doing that's really helping mothers as they navigate this just wild world?
Totally. So one of the reasons that I wanted to join Motherly was their really advanced policies and flexible policies when it comes to work-life balance. So as most people know, there's really no such thing as work-life balance because we spend most of our time working. But one of the things Motherly does is it has always been a fully remote company, even before COVID. So they were really ahead of the curve there. Both of the co-founders, Liz Kennedy and Jill Koziol, have never actually even worked. They worked together briefly for a small period of time, but they've always been fully remote. And then in that, we have a fully distributed workforce all across the United States. And we allow our employees, which many of them are moms, but it is not all moms, nor is it all women, to work what's called core working hours. So you're expected to work 8 hours a day, but you can work 6 core hours during the 9 to 5 day of your time zone, and then pick up those 2 extra hours either early in the morning or in the evening. We really will honor the importance of motherhood and want to allow people to, like me, drop their kids off at school or take your kid to a doctor appointment and not feel like you are having to, you know, first of all, commute to an office, be kind of stuck there from 9 to 5 without any opportunity to see your kid. So that's one of the things I think that we do that's so critically important. Obviously, we offer paid parental leave, and we have unlimited PTO. So we really want to make sure people have time to see their families, spend time with their families, so that they can also show up to work rested and rejuvenated.
That's awesome. When you first told me about that, when we talked offline, I was just amazed. And just so you know, I've shared that with many people who are now thinking about implementing it in their culture. So I hope those that get in our community that get to hear this podcast may consider it too. It seems like it's been a game changer.
It really has for our team. And I knew for like me, it was always important for me to drop my kids off at school. I can't pick them up from school, but I really wanted to have that moment with them and not feel like I'm rushed out of the house. And for our family, that allows me to start off my day seeing my children, having kind of that moment with them before obviously like the workday starts. And that has been so critical in me feeling like I'm able to grow myself professionally, have a really incredibly challenging career and work with incredible people, but also be there for my children, which I feel grateful to be able to do both.
That's awesome. I love it. And how do you think about this kind of new world of benefits and this role of companies in terms of supporting people's lives outside of work? Like, what do you think of that shift?
I think it's awesome. I think that there's no doubt that work has taken more and more and more of a role in our lives, and that we almost need to kind of go back the other way to reject it. On the flip side, like, I'm also someone that believes like you are working, right? You're an employee. So you need to meet the constraints of what that looks like. But I'm really excited to see so many companies focused on giving their employees summer Fridays or helping support more of their lifestyle choices by allowing them to live anywhere. I think that's like, that's a huge benefit of COVID. And I think that it's exciting to see companies leading the way that are at like the forefront of this at bigger companies. And what we know at Motherly too, is that like, it's, you know, obviously if there's unlimited funds, it would be great to do every single thing that you can do for employees. But as a venture-backed startup, we know that it doesn't have cash capital doesn't have to get in the way of you enforcing these benefits for your employees, and that there are a lot of benefits that don't even cost a lot of money to implement that can be really like a game changer for people, like core work hours.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting. I think that people, one of the most important things to remember is that when you give people these tools and show that you care, which is the right thing to do, that they only pour more love and incredible like outputs into your company, right? Like that's how it's supposed to be, a full circle relationship.
I think you're exactly right. And we're obviously at this interesting moment right now with COVID of people are home all of the time, and it's hard to kind of separate those things. And I think this next kind of phase of work-life balance is employees advocating for themselves and saying, you know what, I can't take care of that right now, or I can't do that right now. Right now is my time with my family. And I think that that's an important muscle for people to be able to understand how to flex and speak up for themselves as well.
That's awesome. And how do you, I mean, that already is a great tip for working moms and working parents. Any other hacks that you've learned or that you're implementing in your life that you think others might enjoy hearing about?
Totally. I mean, I think that everybody knows this if they're married or if they have kids, that nobody's a mind reader, right? Nobody understands what you have going on in your life that might be providing extra stress or might just be something going on. So I implemented this starting at Motherly in a fully remote workplace is telling people what's going on, saying, you know what, I am actually out of town this day, so I can't get that done, or I have this event coming up, or I can get that done, but I'm running out this time. And obviously, like, I'm starting a new job, I want to put my best foot forward, but just saying, like, the answer is not always yes. And mm-hmm. The smartest operators in workplaces are ones that can say, I can't take care of that right now. Is it okay if I get to it next week? And that is so important, because I've seen this time and time again of people getting resentful against other employees, coworkers, or bosses, because the person keeps asking them to do stuff. But if you actually can't physically see someone in office, you have no idea how much work they have on their plate, what else is going on. Are they actually in the office, or are they on vacation that day? So really just, I always believe, like, giving people the benefit of the doubt, but telling them as much of your story as they need to hear, right? Like, no one wants to hear, like, my kid was sick all day and was sick. Like, but just saying, you know what, I have a child that's homesick today. I might be out of pocket a little bit, but I'm committed to getting my work done. It just might get done this evening or tomorrow. Right. Is that okay? And that is like showing up as a professional and a grown-up at work. And I think that I would love to see more of that.
I think that's so brilliant. It's a tool. I think off of that, our head of sales and customer success just started, Jordan, a couple months ago, and he'll, like, cause as a startup, we're always like new ideas, new things. And he'll say to me, yes, I will do that thing. I just want to make sure I'm prioritizing it on the list of other things. And does something else need to fall off so that this can happen? And that level of communication is just such an amazing thing in a culture, and to all of us in terms of like being the best we can be.
I think you're exactly right. And I think what Jordan does is something I try to teach people how to do as well, is no one knows what's on your plate, and the answer cannot be yes, right?
Right.
Things have to come off in order for you to prioritize and be focused and execute on a deadline. So sharing that, and that helps you as a manager do a better job as a manager.
Yeah, it's so true. So I have two more questions for you. What do you do personally to stay well and to find balance as you're juggling it all?
I always find time to work out every day in a variety of different capacities, but that's always super important to me. I know that if I don't do that, if I'm not outside throughout the day or going on a walk or something like that, that I'm not able to stay focused at work. And that's always like, for me, if I ever feel flustered or things aren't clear, or I feel like I don't have the answer, just getting outside, going for a walk in nature always, always helps me. And then like, I love spending time with my family, and that's always like a great stop at the end of the day, is being able to spend time with my husband and spend time with my kids, and really have that like connection and separation from work.
Awesome. Well, Kate, I know that everybody that's had the pleasure of listening and learning from you will want to follow along. Anything, whether it's Motherly or some of the other amazing work you're doing, for people to follow you and stay up to date?
Yeah, I would love to tell everybody to follow Motherly on Instagram. And we just launched our 5th annual State of Motherhood survey, where we had over 17,000 women share their findings and their experiences with motherhood. We just launched it on our website. But the findings will be relevant all year. So I highly recommend people going on there, reading and sharing it if it's interesting to you.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Kate. So grateful for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Innovative Corporate Wellness in 7 Minutes with Happily. Create your great day.